U.S. banks hold $306 billion in unrealized losses as crypto slides on macro fear. U.S. banks are sitting on roughly $306 billion in unrealized losses on their securities books, according to a figure circulated by Cointelegraph on May 23, 2026. The number landed in a market already under pressure. Bitcoin trades at $75,272, down 2.63% in 24 hours and 3.75% on the week, while Ethereum has slipped to $2,058, off 3.18% on the day and 6.03% over 7 days, per CoinMarketCap data captured at 7:15 UTC. The crypto fear and greed index sits at 35, in the fear band. None of these moves are crash grade on their own. Taken together with the bank balance sheet headline, they fit a single narrative that traders have been pricing all week. The macro backdrop for risk assets is getting harder to ignore. The 306B figure is mostly duration risk, not credit risk. The unrealized loss number refers to the gap between the book value of long-dated treasuries and mortgage-backed securities banks bought when rates were lower, and what those bonds are worth now at higher yields. It is mark-to-market math, not default risk. If a bank can hold the position to maturity, the loss is academic. The reason regulators and depositors still care is liquidity. In March 2023, Silicon Valley Bank had to sell securities to meet withdrawals, which crystallized the paper loss and triggered the run. The 306B figure is a measure of how much capacity the banking system has lost to absorb a deposit shock without crystallizing losses. That history is also why every fresh print of this number gets repackaged. The absolute level has come down from the 2023 peak above $600, but stayed sticky as the long end of the curve refused to fall as fast as the front end. Crypto is trading the macro tape this week. Bitcoin has spent most of 2026 trading as a high beta liquidity asset. When the market prices in a longer, higher for longer Fed path, the same flows that hit growth equities tend to hit BTC and ETH with more amplitude. Three things are pulling in the same direction this week. BTC down 3.75% on the week and ETH down 6.03% suggest a clean risk-off rotation, not a crypto-native shock. There's no exchange exploit, no large stablecoin DPEG, no protocol failure attached to today's move. The fear and greed reading at 35 put sentiment in the same band it occupied during late-stage corrections in past cycles, where positioning needed to flush before a recovery base could form. Stablecoin supply touched a record 323B earlier this month per separate reporting, but a high stablecoin float only matters if holders are willing to redeploy. In a fear print, that capital often sits. For card spend users, the second order point is custody design. Custodial cards that route through an exchange treasury inherit some of that issuer's funding profile. Self-custody and pass-through style cards do not change the macro backdrop, but they remove one layer of counterparty exposure when liquidity tightens across financial intermediaries. The recurring lesson from past cycles is that the moment to think about self-custody options is before the next stress event, not during it. The Fed angle, the headline does not spell out the 306B figure matters most if it shapes the Fed's tolerance for further tightening or for keeping rates restrictive. A larger unrealized loss pile is one input into how aggressively regional banks can lend, which feeds back into the broader liquidity picture that crypto trades against. Two indirect indicators are worth tracking from here. First, the spread between the 2-year and 10-year treasury, which prices the path the market expects. Second, the size of the reverse repo facility, which has been drawing down for months. When that facility approaches its lower bound, the liquidity buffer that has cushioned risk assets since 2024 effectively runs out. Neither of those is breaking today. Both are slow-moving variables that crypto traders will be watching alongside any further data points on bank balance sheet stress. Practical read for the next 48 hours, a 2-3% daily drawdown in BTC and ETH on a macro headline is not an event by itself. The setup to watch is whether the move accelerates on the next U.S. data print, or whether buyers step in at current levels. Implied volatility was already trading at a 7-month low earlier this week, which usually breaks one of two ways. Either spot stabilizes and IV stays low, or a real move forces a rapid repricing. Either way, 306B in bank unrealized losses is not a number that goes away on its own. It is the slow-moving overhang behind a market that ran out of bullish catalysts this week.